Dream ride. It's the biggest ATV in the world.
And when you were a kid, were you into cars as a little girl?
When I was a kid, I was a gymnast. I was a dancer. Yeah, I played basketball, softball, and then one day I woke up and I was like, hey, I want to race an ATV. So I
did. Now, I have to ask you, did you go to one of these shows and get hooked?
Well, I actually raced an ATV nationally for 10 years, and I got recognized, and I actually started in the Scooby-Doo monster truck, and moving on to bigger and better things, out with the old and with the new, and here I am.
Now, speaking of bigger and better things, how big is this vehicle you're driving? And I can only imagine, you know, people think, oh, how much did that thing cost? I'm thinking, how much does it cost to maintain, and how difficult is it?
You know, to start off, the tires are 66 inches tall.
Holy.
If that says anything. And it's a 12,000-pound vehicle.
Yeah.
So to steer that thing is no joke.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you're going to be crushing cars left and right, correct?
Yep.
Describe some of the what's going on in that cab when you're bouncing up and down and rocking left and right.
Besides saying, this is a bad idea. No, I mean, it's awesome, you know. It's just like you're on top of the world. You literally cannot be defeated in there because it's an incredible adrenaline rush.
Sure.
And I say it all the time, if you've never driven one, I really wish everybody could just experience it once. It is so cool.
Wouldn't that be cool if you could do that, though, at every show? You'd have people lined up around the block, wouldn't you?
And I would love to take it out in traffic.
Wouldn't that be a hoot? You know, back in my hometown, and I know Trish will recognize this name, the Schnuck Supermarkets. They used to have a great big monster truck that they converted into a giant shopping basket, which they had outside their corporate headquarters. And I can imagine driving home with that thing full of groceries. That would get some attention. But, you know, in terms of the sheer size of your vehicle, I have to ask you, how do you learn to drive something like that?
I actually went through a school to help me learn how to drive, and I just brought my knowledge from racing ATVs with me. And honestly, driving this truck is no different than how I taught myself to race an ATV.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I'm now in a cage, I'm safe, and I'm steering with my hands instead of my thumb and my feet.
Now, are you guys going to have pit parties too, Tricia?
Yes, we will have pit parties prior to every event. We do that for every single one of our tours and show dates in every one of our markets. You can go get free pit passes at Findlay Toyota locations. Mm-hmm. Or if you're not able to get over there and get one, which you should, then you can still purchase them for $5 at the building too.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to miss it.
And this is for Friday night and Saturday night.
Correct.
What time do the gates open?
So we will have our pit party before the show at 5:30, and then the show itself starts at 7:30. So you definitely want to be there. And this is a chance for kids and parents alike, because there's no one on the planet, if they're honest, who doesn't like a monster truck.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah. But you get to come down and you get to be up close and you get to meet the drivers and you get to get your picture taken next to this big giant truck. And kids are in awe of them. It's amazing.
Now, I have to ask Bailey about this, because this happened to me when I was doing an event a few years ago, a very similar event at the event center. Because it is indoors, it is enclosed, and there isn't a bad seat in the house, you're right on top of the action. If you're bringing a small child, should they have earplugs or earmuffs?
Yes, I would bring those, or, you know, they're available at the show, too.
And oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And, like, my son will have, I have ear protection that I bought, you know, at Walmart for him, and it works perfect. But yeah, they supply all that at the show, and I would suggest it.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask you this. How many times do kids ask for your autograph after these shows and want to get up in that cab?
Oh, every single time. And the coolest part is going back to my hotel, and they're staying in the same hotel, and they're like, oh my gosh, look who's here. And I mean, that's why I do it. You know, I do it for my fans.
Yeah. So describe some of the work that has to be done, first of all, to prepare this incredible vehicle for the show and to keep it running, you know, top speed.
Well, first of all, my crew is incredible. And then the company I work for is like icing on the cake. They're so family oriented. So my son, he's a part of it all. And, you know, they're all about giving back. And I can't even begin to explain to you how many hours have gone into this truck, both trucks.
Yeah.
And then not to mention after the show, they spend all night there working on it. And I mean, you have no idea how hard it is to take care of this. And I'm super lucky to have the opportunity.
Now, are there any favorite venues you've played so far where the crowds were especially crazy or anything?
You know, I went to Barcelona, Spain, and it was a sold-out show at the Olympic Stadium, and every single person chanting for you was like, I'll never forget it, ever.
What are some of the difficulties in transporting a vehicle like this? You don't drive it from venue to venue for sure. Mm-hmm. But how do you move this, especially across the ocean to Spain?
Well, so we take the tires off, put toter tires on, and we load it up into like either a semi or just the trailer. And then, you know, they ship them.
How about that? Yeah. Wow. Tricia, how did you first get involved with the toughest monster truck tour?
Well, I've been doing marketing and entertainment and sports my entire career. Mm-hmm. I've not ventured out of it at all. And so it was just kind of a natural progression. I used to work for the Professional Bull Riders, and the owner of this tour was doing some work for them as well. And she and I met, and she's when I left PBR, she said, why don't you come work with me, please? So I started working with her. I mean, I've worked in buildings before where we've had monster truck events.
Sure.
So I'm familiar with the concept. Mm-hmm. But getting to work with this group of people is amazing. It is unique and unusual. And the quality of people, of character, is matched by none.
Well, it's a good thing because you guys are really tight-knit, especially when you're on tour.
Yeah.
You better get along together,
we're like
right?
a family. I mean, and like a family.
Yeah.
So
that's the biggest thing is this is my first time back in a truck in 2.5 years, and I already feel like I am a part of the family. Like, mm-hmm. And that was the whole point of choosing this road, this journey, was it's a family sport, and that's what I've missed.
So after driving the monster trucks, how do you get back in a car and drive in traffic?
Angry. Really angry.
Because you can work out a lot of anxieties in those shows, can't you?
You get back into your little rental car, and you're just you're mad.
Oh, man. This is all they got for us?
Like,
oh, brother. So, aside from the sheer size and power of this vehicle, what are some of the difficulties the average person would have trying to operate if they stepped right in?
Well, first of all, your gas pedal and your brake pedal is your right foot. Or not your right foot. In your car, it's your right foot.
Yeah.
But your brake is your left foot, your gas is your right. You steer with one hand, your rear steer is your thumb. So you're steering the rear of the truck with your thumb, and then you steer with your left hand. And
You have a separate axle for the rear wheels to turn their own direction?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how cool.
And it is literally hard. It is hard to maneuver the truck around. But, you know, after a couple weeks, couple shows, you're all good.
You know, I've seen a few shows like this, and I'm always afraid that monster truck is going to tip over. Because I used to drive a forklift years ago, and we would go up ramps and up curves and into tractor trailers over a truck, I can't remember what they called, a little bridge there and stuff. And we were always told, if this thing ever tips over, don't even try and get out of it. You'll be squashed like a grape. Have you tipped over?
I was going to say, if your question is if I've rolled, yes.
Like you have rolled.
Yeah, a lot.
So how do you get it, if it doesn't get back on the wheels, how do you get it back up?
Okay, so it's actually a very safe vehicle that you're in. You're in a cage. You're in 5.9.
I hope your seatbelt is on, young lady.
Oh, yes. And, when you're done rolling and you get the thumbs up, then you can unstrap and you can jump out. And then the loader comes over and tips you back over, and then you drive your truck out.
How often do you get requests? Can I be a passenger while you're driving that?
Well, if it wasn't frowned upon, I would put my son in his car seat in there, in there with me.
Car seat and a good helmet, too, right?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So when you guys are going from town to town, how much advance time do you need before you start the show? How soon do you have to get in town to start setting up?
So I arrived last night, and that's because I was doing a bunch of media and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the first show of the season, so we have to kind of get all the kinks worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been at the arena setting up, working on the trucks, putting them together, and getting them show ready. And we usually come in around on Thursday nights,
mm-hmm.
show is ready for Friday. So usually about a day or two.
Now, Tricia, when you guys come to town, obviously the arena is prepared for your arrival. Mm-hmm. Every arena has to make certain concessions to every act coming in. Now, at the Findlay Toyota Center, they have a smooth concrete floor. Mm-hmm. What do they have to do to get ready for this show?
Well, we put dirt in there.
How much and how do you get it here?
Lots and lots of dirt. We haul it in. Like when you see dump trucks running down the road with dirt in them.
They're going in the back door, aren't they?
Probably a dirt event.
Oh, goodness.
We pull it in. They bucket it out, spread it out. They build ramps. They build hills and crevices and, you know, tracks and build this thing that people come to see and are amazed by the stunts that people like Bailey do with their trucks that I can't do. I can promote it, but I can't touch the talent that we have on this tour.
I have to tell you, I'm the movie critic for the radio station, so I can't go 30 minutes without a movie reference. And when I was in Los Angeles on a bike event in downtown L.A., they were filming the movie Gangster Squad. It was a Ryan Gosling film. They were filming it right under one of the bridges we were going over. In fact, it's the bridge you see in every TV commercial for new cars. Anyway, I stopped and looked over the side of the bridge because I heard some strange noises coming out. And what they were doing, they were filming a scene from Gangster Squad where they had to blow up a car on a city street. And I noticed that there were a whole bunch of dump trucks there. And I didn't know until later what they were doing was they were creating a buffer for the street so they don't blow the street up with the car. And they were putting down almost a foot of extremely firmly packed dirt with a steamroller. They were tamping down the dirt, spray painting it black, painting a yellow stripe down the middle of it, so to the TV cameras and to the movie viewer, it looked like the street when it was really a foot of solid packed dirt to absorb the explosion from the stunt car. Sound familiar?
We have a lot of those. And we also have our own dump truck. Yeah. You got to come watch Dirt
My
Crew
boss,
this weekend.
Yes.
You know, I would imagine something like this would be just almost as fun to watch, just set everything up as the show is.
It is fascinating, actually. I mean, that's not something that you're going to see every day.
That's for
of
sure.
Of course. And it's fascinating to watch.
Oh, my goodness. So what other kinds of vehicles have you driven?
Well, I raced ATVs for about 10 years professionally.
Yeah.
And before, I was racing side-by-sides also, along with the truck and... You know, I've just been an adrenaline junkie for
You
ever.
Have a need for speed and for reckless stuff.
And you
don't
know, like they say, with age comes a cage. You do get smarter as as you get older.
With
and
age
I
comes a cage.
I understand that now.
Oh my goodness gracious! Of course, you are strapped into the seat, and I assume you're wearing a helmet.
Yep.
What other kinds of safety things do you have to be aware of when you're doing this? I mean, obviously, are you going to get anywhere near the perimeter of the floor? Because if I'm sitting in that first row, I'm not only getting all that sound and all that vibration, I'm afraid of the heat coming out of that thing.
Well, so we are not allowed over there, first of all. And it's marked off however many rows up, so your safety is first.
Yeah.
And, you know, our fire suits are FR rated. We have helmets. We have goggles. We have head socks to protect this hair.
See, I don't have that problem.
We have driving shoes, everything to keep us as safe as we can. Yes.
Describe those.
Just
fireproof?
Yep. Just a Simpson driving shoe, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So what are, you know, if things don't go exactly right, what are some of the potential risks you take on there?
So my biggest fear has always been fire.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have the best event staff on hand. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they run out there and they have their own extinguishers, one in each hand, and they're there before you can even realize what just happened.
You know, when I hosted the veterans event about 4 or 5 years ago, we had a whole bunch of first responders bring their vehicles onto the Findlay Toyota Center arena floor afterward. And all of a sudden, with this ambulance, fire truck, police car, EMT vehicle, all the kids start running down from their seats. They want to check these things out.
Yeah.
Were you the same way as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Fascinated by vehicles?
So nosy, so into all that. My dad, finally, I was acting really stupid on a four-wheeler at home, not
wearing
a helmet. And my dad's like, you know what? We're going to get you on a track. You're going to be wearing a helmet, all your protective gear at all. And that's where it started, you know. I was interested, and he wanted me safe to do it right. And it just butterflied from there.
Sure. Trisha, when you first got involved with the Monster Truck Tour, how long did it take you to learn all the lingo and learn to be respected in that professional sense by all your peers?
I'll let you know when that happens.
It's still a learning process.
Well, no,
isn't
that's the thing. That is the beautiful thing about anything that you do. I don't ever want to get to the point where I say I know everything. Mm-hmm. I've met every challenge, and there's nothing left to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. There's always more to learn. There's always more to do. You can always raise the bar.
Sure.
And so we spend every day thinking about this event, trying to make it better, trying to reach more people, trying to make this the best experience for fans that we can.
Mm-hmm.
So I never stop learning, and I never stop trying to get better.
So, Bailey, I have to ask you, I'm sure that your company, the tour company, takes part in trade shows, things like this. When you get together with other people in this profession, what kinds of questions do you ask each other?
You know, I have a lot of other drivers that I look up to personally, mm-hmm. and that have taught me most of the things that I know today. And mm-hmm. it's like, I have so much respect for anybody out there doing this. As far as, you know, what I'm trying to learn. And I want to be a better driver every day. My main goal is to be better than who I was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm just so lucky to have those people that I look up to that still reach out to me and is like, hey, you know, I'm proud of you. Do you have any questions, this or that? And it's awesome.
Oh, it's got to be great. And when you first got involved in doing this, I know you were racing ATVs, of course, but once you moved up to the great big vehicles, did you find yourself watching more and more of these shows and idolizing any particular drivers?
Oh, heck yeah. And studying their driving style and their just their YouTube videos. You know, my favorite driver has always been Cody Saucier, and he drives Monster Energy. And he reminds me of me on an ATV. He drives the way I raced. And he has been my biggest inspiration as far as driving goes, because he's always been friendly, always helped me. Mm-hmm. There was never a dumb question. He always had time for me. And it's like, I've learned so much from him.
So when you're traveling on your own and you pull up to your airplane seat and the person next to you says, so what do you do for a living? What kind of response do they get when you tell them?
I honestly don't really talk about it. You
no
know,
kidding.
I don't want people to, you know, judge me, or not necessarily judge me, but it's like, I'm a normal, regular person, just like my fans sitting right over there. You know, I'm no better than you. I'm no different than you.
But this guy's thinking, a lady doing this?
Yeah, the man I married didn't know for over a month that I drove a monster truck.
How did you keep that secret?
I just said I worked for an entertainment company, and you have two guesses on what he thought I did.
Oh, well.
He thought I was in the circus.
See, I know how men are, because I used to be a man before I got married. So, you know, that's just kidding, honey, just kidding.
But I don't want it to be about that, because, and honestly, everyone's like, oh, what's your favorite part about driving a monster truck? And it's like, honestly, my fans, they really, I love driving. It's amazing.
Oh, and you can hear their responses, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you can
goodness.
Hear them from inside of the truck.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
And now I have a son up there that's watching me that's like, wow, you know, my mom can do anything.
So when your son gets old enough, you can let him do this?
I would rather him be in a cage like this than on a quad like I was.
Oh, yeah, because the quad can get really crazy, can't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you don't have the same protections, do you?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Trisha, tell us once again when and where the toughest Monster Truck Tour comes to Prescott Valley.
Well, we will be here Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. There will be a pit party that you'll want to attend.
Describe these pit parties.
The pit party is where you get to meet the drivers. You get to stand next to the trucks. You get to feel the expanse and the massiveness of these things and right up close.
Yeah.
And you'll get to get pictures and autographs. It's a good time. You want to come there.
And you can call for tickets by calling 928-772-1819. That's for the toughest Monster Truck Tour. And you will see Bailey Shea. And you may even see Trisha Smith walking around.
I'll be running around.
You're not going to be driving, are you, Trisha?
No. Nope. They won't let me drive. They keep saying you're a bad driver.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, you'll have to be
concerned. How do you think I got this job?
Yeah, it would help just to a little bit. Bailey Shea, Tricia Smith, thank you so much for such a fun interview and a fun show coming up at the Findlay Toyota Center Friday and Saturday evening. Do not miss it. And stay tuned, because after a break for news and weather, we are going to talk to J.P. Perpich and, we hope, director Sandy Vernon about the play The Gin Game that's coming to Stage 2 Theater in Prescott. Stay tuned on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Recently, I was in the market for a new Nissan. Even though I live right here in Prescott, I thought I would get a better deal by starting my search in the Valley. Boy, was I wrong. I did tons of research, shopped all the big Phoenix Nissan dealers, and got several quotes. Some were okay, others had lots of extra fees. So when all was said and done, the actual price was a lot higher. Then I decided to check right here in town at lamnissan.com, and I found the exact vehicle I was looking for. I submitted my request to their internet department and received a straightforward quote within minutes. There were no hidden fees, no catches, and the price was the lowest one. Had I known that Lam Nissan already did the shopping for me, I could have saved lots of time and hassle. When I arrived at the dealership, my car was right there, front and center. It's as if it was waiting for me. The staff couldn't have been more accommodating. They really treated me like family, and the bonus was that I was in and out within 90 minutes. Lam Nissan took the guesswork out of everything. I was able to buy a car without driving for hours. I got better pricing right up front, and I saved a ton of money. I would highly recommend Lam Nissan to anyone in or out of town.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's the year of the cat, which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reap Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reap Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And in just a few minutes, we'll be talking to J.P. Perpich and maybe Sandy Vernon from the Gin Game at the PCA. In the meantime, some movie news involving the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. Big story in USA Today a few days ago about reminding people how many really, really, really good movies are out right now, including at the Harkins 14 in PV. And they say if the classic novel is near and dear to your heart, try Little Women. If you want to see an amazing transformation, look at Charlize Theron as Megyn Kelly in Bombshell. If you want to see a ton of stars in a hilarious whodunit, see Knives Out. That might be my favorite film of the year, as a matter of fact. Also, if you want some good old courtroom justice, and if you read or love the movie To Kill a Mockingbird, see Just Mercy. That'll be opening up, I believe, tonight at the Harkins, and it takes place. The setting is Harper Lee's hometown. So there's your To Kill a Mockingbird connection there. If you need a different sort of war movie, 1917 also opens up tonight. This is a dynamite movie, folks. The movie is 2 hours long. It looks like one continuous take. There's no break in the action. There's no break in scenes. It looks like this is going on right before your eyes live. Director Sam Mendes won the Golden Globe for Best Director, and the movie won for Best Drama at the Golden Globe. So don't miss that. Also, you'll be able to see Richard Jewell for probably another week or so. If you're a big Clint Eastwood fan, this has all the Clint Eastwood earmarks. A true story played out very well with a real star-making performance by Paul Walter Hauser. Also, if you want some rock around the tree, if you haven't thrown the Christmas tree out yet, try Jumanji, The Next Level. If you have a passion for pigeons or Will Smith, don't miss Spies in Disguise. Just several of the really terrific movies playing right now at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. And coming up this weekend, you'll have 1917. You will also have this weekend the new Kristen Stewart movie called Underwater. And no, it's not about my mortgage. You'll also have, unfortunately, the Tiffany Haddish film, Like a Boss. Oh, my goodness, Tiffany Haddish. You know, she was on the Golden Globes as a presenter. She was on Good Morning America Wednesday. She was on Entertainment Tonight Wednesday night. She's in this movie. She's on TV commercials. She just will not go away. So, Tiffany Haddish, please, take a vacation somewhere. In the meantime, we're going to take a break for that local and state news and weather, and then we'll talk the gin game when we come back on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallaca Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallaca Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallaca Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Gardening in the mountains can be challenging. For local tips and tricks, tune into The Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane.
This week we're going over healthy, happy houseplants. What are the 10 most popular, easiest to grow houseplants you can grow in your own house that will thrive for years to come? You're going to be a houseplant pro after this week's show.
The Mountain Gardener, three times every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday at 8 in the mornings, and again at 11 on Saturdays, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Coyotes hockey brought to you by Yamapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazaire, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes visit the Tampa Bay Lightning Thursday live at 5 AM 1130 at 99.9 FM for Prescott Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
GMC Prescott.
Ring into big discounts off MSRP and save thousands on all new GMC Sierras. The 2020 GMC Sierra 1500 Elevation goes all in with the bold presence and technology,
boosting your altitude and your attitude.
Ring in discounts over $12,000 for a Finley GMC New Year price of only $34,550. That's 26% off MSRP. The 2020 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab showcases a strong stance, innovative tech, and remarkable power to get the job done. Ring in discounts over $12,000 for
for a Findlay GMC New Year price of only $33,820. That's 26% off MSRP.
Or take 0% financing for 72 months.
Findlay GMC in Prescott. And at FindlayBuickGMC.com, the local dealership that supports your community. GMC, we are professional grade.
On approved credit, must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 dock fees. Stock numbers G43952, G44750.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday the 9th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Governor Doug Ducey hopes the federal government will chip in for a bridge over troubled waters in Tonto Creek.
Ducey sent a letter Wednesday to the U.S. Transportation Department requesting a grant to build a safety bridge over the flood-prone area in Gila County. Governor spokesman Patrick Patak says Arizona makes a good case. Last November, three children were swept up in flooding and died.
Clearly, there's a need here. We're going to do everything we can to try and get the resources for it, and that starts with, of course, making this ask of the federal government.
The governor says the last time the feds denied money for the bridge was just before those three children drowned the day after Thanksgiving. Meantime, state lawmakers are pushing for bridge funding this legislative session. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
A 30% chance for very breezy snow showers early this afternoon. 40% tonight, chilling overnight to about 25, clearing for a sunny weekend, with highs in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt in the mid to upper 40s today through Monday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a 40% chance for daytime snow or rain, 50% tonight, with an afternoon high near 54, cooling after bedtime to near 30. Sunny weekend highs in the low to mid 50s. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
At Nationwide Vision, you can get two pairs of eyeglasses for just $99.99, including no-line bifocals. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision.
Varicose veins or legs that ache or feel heavy shouldn't keep you from delivering your best smash shot on the pickleball court. The Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center can get you back in the game. Our team specializes in diagnosing and treating vein disease, a serious vein-related circulation problem. YRMC's Vein Center will customize your therapy. If a procedure is needed, you'll undergo a state-of-the-art non-surgical treatment right at the Vein Center, and your care will be provided by a skilled vascular medicine specialist with the highest certification for care of the arteries and veins. An exceptional vascular medicine specialist and team, a customized approach to vein health, and the most advanced non-surgical treatments. The Vein Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
From the moment they're born, they're unique. Right now, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you can get a second pair half off. And yes, you can use your insurance. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com for more information. Nationwide Vision.
Details.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Wow, did you hear that voice at the end of it? I have never talked that fast in all my life, and I'm from the Midwest. Arizona's poet laureate, Alberto Rios, was asked by the Arizona Republic to write a poem that reflects Arizona in 2020. And they put this in the New Year's Eve edition of the Republic to greet the new year, and it really is something wonderful. It's called Copper in Oranges, and this is the state's poet laureate greeting the new decade in Arizona. He writes, We are at the far edge of all time by our own measures, the farthest forward we as human beings have ever gone. We are citizens of a place centuries and seconds old, this desert, which was a desert before names, this Arizona. We are a single house of whole lifetimes and new lives, many languages and 22 nations, hard geography and brilliant sky. We are native and immigrant both, so many of each, so many from faraway places, Chicago, Cuyama, Calgary, so many who never moved at all, guests of the land, every one of us, squeezed into the rattlesnake's hiss and the saguaro's long, long yawn. At the thought of us, we have lived with yellow flowers and brown cows, centipedes, June bugs, roadrunners, and neighbors from Omaha. Beauty has clothed us, trouble has found us, big canyon and border wall, turquoise and thunderstorm. We are desert and pine, hot and cold. Copper and oranges, added together, and though we don't know how yet, they make possible the surprising solutions for a next decade. The desert is an act of the imagination, so much still to be filled in, so little ready-made, we have worked to fill spaces like this with cities. But that model is old. Let us build instead a boulevard of better selves. We know we can conjure energy from the world around us. Do we find hummingbirds beautiful? Let us keep them. Let us help them. Do we find reading useful? Let us grow it. Let us harvest it. We are the sky that covers us, the ground that suffers us, the dreams and the buildings and the imaginings they give us. Let us be hungry for what's coming, for what's next. We are all citizens of the future. We can, we must, we have no reason not to be resolved to fix the broken and build the day. Who we are is small, but what we can do together is without boundary. And here we are, as the cicadas sing and the cotton breaks ground. As the sun settles for the night one last time this decade, it will rise for us for a simple newness, though the javelinas will not notice. The true legislators of our lives, the clouds and their mercies, their voyage over the mountains, the heat, the dream of rain, this desert life. Let us move forward on purpose, with purpose, knowing we come from and have learned from today. Good night and good morning. Wow, what a way to start 2020, courtesy of Arizona's poet laureate, Alberto Rios. You know, speaking of wondrous places like our state right here, there's just a marvelous book out. As you know, I interview quite a few authors from recently released books to get nationwide distribution. A few years ago, I got a copy of Atlas Obscura. It was a small book that highlighted some of the strangest places on Earth. Well, that got a tremendous response. And the newer version of the book is Atlas Obscura, second edition, An Explorer's Guide to the World's Hidden Wonders. And the three authors are Joshua Four, Dylan Thuris, and Ella Morton. Just to give you an idea of some of the places this book touches, it's a hardback book. It's a thick book, and it covers places like the 9,000-acre Victorian estate in England that houses an underwater ballroom featuring a domed glass-paneled aquarium roof crowned with an epic statue that rises above the lake as if it's floating on water. It was built by a criminal who ate a cyanide pill during his trial. Also, the world's longest conveyor belt system, 61 miles long, sits desolate in the middle of the Western Sahara and can be seen from outer space. There's a wildlife reserve in Gorongosa, Mozambique. It was such a popular attraction that a safari lodge was built on it to accommodate tourists. Unfortunately, it was built right on a floodplain. And today it sits abandoned by people, but is home to 30 to 50 lions, earning it the nickname the Lion House. The abandoned Ville de Vecchi, known as the Ghost Mansion in Cortenova, Italy, had an inexplicable string of tragedies that would forever cement its Gothic legacy, thus the Ghost Mansion. Well, built 2,500 years ago atop a volcanic plateau, the small town of Civita di Bagnoregio in Italy eventually expanded to the soft clay edges of the plateau. But those edges are eroding, meaning loss of area and architecture for the town. And finally, the grand but ruined Ani Ghost City on the Turkish-Armenian border was once home to 100,000 people and was the capital of the Kingdom of Armenia. This and hundreds more of spectacular, really unusual places around the world you can pick up with Atlas Obscura, the second edition, an explorer's guide to the world's hidden wonders. And speaking of things that you read and make your eyes get real big all of a sudden, my favorite computer author, her name is Kim Komando. I've been reading Kim off and on for 20 years. She had a column published in USA Today in her Tech Talk feature, Five Digital Signs Your Partner Could Be Cheating. One is suddenly can't let go. Until recently, your significant other was a total flake about technology. His or her smartphone was left lying around. It was forgotten in pockets. Calls and texts were missed. No big deal. Now everything's changed. Your partner is constantly checking messages. The phone is always angled away from you. They're constantly scrambling to keep the phone within reach. And when bedtime rolls around, they don't put their phone on the nightstand anymore. It's tucked under the pillow. This, my friends, is a red flag. Kim Komando also suggests a sign your partner may be cheating. Your spyware turns up evidence. Now and again, people will leave their phones unattended, especially in familiar environments. Well, most people respect each other's privacy, but suspicions can sometimes lead to snooping, and yes, you can use spy apps, but there are many tools already installed on smartphones. Now, if your partner uses an Apple device connected to a family account, make sure to enable location sharing, which will let you locate the device by logging into iCloud.com and clicking on Find My iPhone or the Find My Friends app. If you really want specific details on where your partner is frequently visiting and they use an iPhone, you're in luck. In settings, there's a location services feature. It gives up all the places the phone has been recently. You'll find a list of cities they've been to that you can tap. It'll open specific addresses. Also, a sure sign they're cheating, password changes. Even if your partner's phone is locked, there are a number of spy apps and services you can use to monitor that. For example, Heister Mobile uses the over-the-air method to download and install itself on a phone. During installation, you enter the telephone number of the phone you want to monitor, and you activate the app by entering the license key, which is provided immediately after you pay for the service. From your cell phone, laptop, or tablet, you log into your account and you view information uploaded from the phone you are monitoring. A fourth out of five signals your partner may be cheating a whole separate phone or SIM card. The most clever cheaters may use a separate phone or SIM card to keep their phone communication discreet. A SIM card is especially devious because your partner can use the same device and then switch out the entire volume of data without anybody realizing it. The only danger is that once you find this, or you can find this phone or card, and that will unlock that entire parallel universe. If your significant other resorts to a plan this complex, infidelity may only be the tip of the iceberg. There may be other far more serious problems. And Kim Komando writes, her fifth out of five digital signs your partner may be cheating, secret cloud accounts. One of the easiest ways to store data is in the cloud, where it's private, accessible, and easy to share with someone on the side. Cloud storage has become a common place to discreetly keep photos, videos, and apps. Those are the artifacts of an affair. Shrewder still, there are apps that can clone other apps, such as WhatsApp, Instagram, and more, and they can hide the cloned version behind an icon that maybe looks like a calculator, looks something innocent. Well, these clone versions could be used to communicate with that other person. Suspicions of cheating can quickly send you down a dark path. Spying on your partner is not a healthy way to address your fears, and it should be your last resort. And be warned, Kim Komando says you could even find yourself in legal trouble if you go too far. She says, I've talked with a lot of spouses, a lot of slighted ones. Over the years, I've heard all the stories. My advice is always to be open and honest with your partner, because affairs are usually something you can eventually get over. And it can also be a symptom of something, a systemic relationship issue that needs deeper work. So, Kim Komando telling us how to find out if our digital partner just might be cheating. Stay tuned. I've got some final thoughts and Monday's Q&A guests coming your way in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Whether ownership is in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, Cottonwood, or anywhere, Quad Cities area businesses cycle your local dollars through the community. Take Findlay Toyota Prescott. These are local jobs in the showroom, the service department, and in the back office. Local jobs that pay local taxes, use community schools, and support everything from the local arts scene to peewee baseball. Your purchase or service appointment with Findlay Toyota Prescott is more than for the dealership. It's for donations to community organizations, business purchases from local suppliers, and support for local fire, police, and schools. That's being part of a community, your community. More than just cars, trucks, and SUVs, that's what being a good corporate neighbor is all about.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we know that our success depends on meeting the expectations you have for our dealership. We are proud to serve the Quad Cities and want our great reviews to continue to reflect our role as a community partner. Stop by today and let us exceed your expectations, or check us out online at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
Are you a denture wearer? Do you have problems eating, speaking, or just plain tired of your existing dentures? How about a solution for you to take control, to eat, speak, and smile again with confidence? At Bradshaw Family Dental, we have the technology and experience to get you back to enjoying life. Give us a call for a free consultation, 775-9495 in Prescott Valley, or 237-1305 in Chino Valley, or online at BradshawFamilyDental.com. I'm Dr. Frosto, and I look forward to meeting you.
Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood. Are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQNA's lineup of live talk. My show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head-on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Hey neighbor, new in town? Come over to Oliva's Mexican restaurant for dinner tonight, or how about lunch tomorrow? Hi, I'm Eileen, owner of Oliva's, inviting you to make Oliva's your neighborhood restaurant. This historic yellow A-frame dates back to the very first days of Prescott Valley. The old and the new were a perfect match, don't you think? Oliva's, off the frontage road in Prescott Valley between Robert Road and Navajo. Savor the flavor of Mexico at Oliva's.
You're listening.
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, YRMC has a couple of very important Health Connect seminars coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow at from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the club at Prescott Lakes. The topic will be your heart rhythm and why it matters. You can join Dr. Nisha Tung Tucker as she discusses normal and abnormal heart rhythms, atrial fibrillation and flutter, congestive heart failure, device implantation, watchman, and more. That's 9 to 10:30 tomorrow morning at the club at Prescott Lakes. You can call 708-4636 to register. Also, a chronic pain self-care program tomorrow from noon to 1 at the YRMC Pendleton Center, the community education room in Prescott. You don't have to let chronic pain undermine your quality of life. All you need is the willingness to learn more about what chronic pain actually is, what you can actively do about it. This program consists of 5 2-hour classes that meet on consecutive Fridays, followed by an empowerment group on week 6 where you can practice your newly learned skill sets. And you can once again call, in this case, call 771-5131. That's the YRMC Physical Rehab Program, 771-5131, so you can register and confirm the location for tomorrow's 12 o'clock meeting, which is scheduled at the YRMC Pendleton Center Community Education Room in Prescott. Hey, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 o'clock, followed by Talk of a Town, the Thursday Roundtable at 4. And then coming up Monday, a rockin' show, I'm going to have Christian Berry, Paul Epic, Scott O'Neill, and the Sir Harrison Band, because they got a blues blowout coming to the Elks Theater in Prescott. That will be Q&A Monday at 2, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.